Day 6, and what a day it is. People who have been with me for a while, which I imagine is most people listening to this, may know that I'm no stranger to this kink. Cream pie and breeding kink. Oh lord. Where to begin? Ugh, honestly there's no end to it. I suppose we should start where every good kink of this starts. Getting full. Fuck, there's something beautiful about it. Something so incredible. Watching someone moan and writhe while you come. Oh god, it starts as visceral as it could be. You see, that's the thing. I think for most men, it doesn't make sense at first. And then one day, someone begs for it. And for the rest of time, it's etched. At least it was for me. Those little words. Fill me. Fuck me. Breed me. Divine. Truly fucking divine. Oh god, I'm getting flustered just thinking about it. Well, so many things to talk about. Let's lay something out first, before we lay you out. You do not need to want to have kids, to have a breeding kink. You really don't. Although it can be fun to incorporate from time to time. Believe me, as much as I love fucking someone senseless until they beg for me to breed them, to make them a mother, to fuck them until they come and are nothing but something for me to use and fill up. I don't want kids. I don't want kids at all. Because if I were to have kids, I couldn't engage in breeding play all day. And that sort of defeats the point, doesn't it? But I digress. There's something just so incredible about it. And even before I knew I had a breeding kink, there was something about a cream pie that just stood out in my mind. I doubt she'll ever hear this story, but I was with an ex once, and the image of her ass against the sunlight with my cum leaking out of her, I get shivers thinking about it. I'm getting shivers right now thinking about it. Fuck. Fuck. It's not hard to imagine why so many people fall into the kink. We are literally designed for it. There's a voice in the back of our brains that tells us to want, to need, to beg for it. It's the only thing we exist for. And I'm certainly amongst those who only exist to fuck. I mean, look at me. Even the sound of my voice alone on the internet is enough to elicit some sort of reaction, is it not? The act of filling someone up and breeding them is utmost and important to the mind, to the body. It is the thing that we grade our sexuality by. It is the thing that we judge our own efforts from. Amongst competition, you would be chosen. The one who fucks the hardest, the longest, the most intense. Why would you choose anyone less? Why would you choose anyone who couldn't satisfy you? Fuck. I love breeding kink. I love it so goddamn much. I could talk about competition, about being the best that you ever had, about betting you before we even get up from our coffee, that if I can make you scream my name, you have to let me cream pie you. Those are the rules. I could talk about how condoms are a fucking waste, that the only thing I should be coming in is you. How else could we make sure that I mark you forever? That you and I are bonded together forever? That the world can know just how much I please you? That you're willing to give me something so personal and so intimate? That you're willing to let me fill you up? that our trust runs so deep. May you let me bury myself as far as I can inside you. And fucking pump you full. Second after second. Seconds that feel like hours, that feel like weeks. Eyes locked, bodies entwined. Sensations that neither one of us will ever forget. A tightness, but a stillness. There's something beautiful about fucking someone through your orgasm, but something even more incredible about feeling their legs wrap around your body while you fill them up and reap the rewards of watching their eyes roll back time and time again as their body can't do anything but beg for your orgasm and only yours. And after all of it, the motion, the fucking, the thrusting, everything, every last little bit of it, no movement. Everything is so perfectly still. Because in that moment, everything is sealed. It's final. It's full. And then, of course, for good measure, you know, we could go again and again and again and again. You know, that's how I discovered that I was multi-orgasmic. Oh, God, I thought it was over. But they told me that I could do it again. And all of a sudden, what was a moment ending, I realized was just the beginning of a new step. A new round, again and again and again and again. Oh, God. We spoke about cum play yesterday. Well, what better use for it than filling you up? Making sure that you're nice and fucking bred. Oh, God. I suppose I'm getting a little lost. The kink doesn't just have to stop, I suppose, at the breeding. This wasn't exactly on the calendar for the day, but there is something beautiful about a pregnant body as well. I know that it's something so beautiful, and some view it as something sacred and immutable, but I don't know. I've always thought that a mother deserves as much love and orgasm as anybody else, if not even a little more. Hell, what better way to ease spirits than to cum your brains out and be reminded why you let me do this? Why you're with me? Why I'm the one between your legs, making you moan my name? And don't worry, I know your body can fight you, but I'm here to help. When we fuck from behind, my hands can wrap around your belly. I can lift you up a little and take some of that pressure off of you. While I pound away, chasing all those thoughts from your mind. Oh, baby. Your body after the breeding isn't something to be forgotten. No, 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 it's something to be worshipped, to be praised, to be cared for, to be loved. It's something beautiful. I've got myself quite worked up. Maybe, just maybe I should go record something right now. Maybe it's been too long since you got bred.